Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Willis, the former Secretary of State and currently a professor at the University of Baltimore and author of books on the history of politics in Maryland, particularly presidential campaigns, et cetera, et cetera. John, good to have you with us.
Oh, it's good to be here in the new year.
Let's talk a little bit about the deficits and the, quote, structural deficit. Give us some historical perspective on that.
Well, in my classes, I do a Maryland government class. I do a state and local government class. And I always remind the students that there are different kinds of budgets. There's the proposed budget, which is what the executive branch puts forward as a plan. There is the approved budget, which is the what the General Assembly or the legislative body may approve. Then there's the actual budget, which is at the end of the year, how much did you take in and how much did you spend? And you see whether or not, and that is required in Maryland to be at least balanced, and we typically run surpluses every year. And then there is what we debate heatedly is the projected budget, meaning if you take current programs and policies and you look 2, 5, 10 years down the road, does the expected revenue equal the expected expenditure? And of course, we've had a structural deficit for 50 years in Maryland.
Talk a little bit more about that. We actually, your point would be that in a way we don't have a structural deficit.
Well, we have a structural deficit of projected spending.
But we always tend to deal with it.
We tend to deal with it, and we deal with it by a couple mechanisms. One is that the unique institution, the Board of Public Works in Maryland, has the ability to cut discretionary spending without any General Assembly authorization up to 25% of discretionary funds. Now, that's not a lot of the state budget, but that's a significant number. The second thing is that a governor every year at the beginning of the session, of every session, will introduce a Budget Reconciliation Act, a Deficiency Act, if, in fact, the revenues have not kept pace with what was estimated the year. So there are opportunities.
Which outgoing Governor O'Malley has done.
Well, I haven't seen any all the details or anything, but there is opportunity to take those actions, and it's typically done whether it's at the end of a term, the beginning of a term, the middle of a term. You're responding to the economic conditions of your state because a budget, first of all, everybody should remember, is a plan. It's not real. It's a plan.
You see that your revenue, your incoming receipts – are not sufficient to offset the spending that you're planning to do, then you do potentially have a problem, whether it's a deficit or not, down the road that you do have to deal with.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it's responsible, and all governors, Republicans and Democrats alike in Maryland for the last 50 years, have taken the same steps to make sure that Maryland retains its AAA bond rating.
Well, John, that's a good perspective on where we've been and where we are, and we'll watch what happens with the new governor. Thanks a lot for being with us.
You're welcome.
For John Willis, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.